Thank you. I'm presenting today for Jonathan Fehlmeyer, who is the first author of this study. We have no conflict of interest relationships to disclose. We're still trying to figure out how we could generate a financial conflict of interest for the work we are doing. Okay. Antiretroviral treatment is becoming a more and more important part of HIV care and treatment. There are factors, however, in low and middle income countries that make provision of antiretroviral treatment, particularly to people who inject drugs, more problematic. There are limits on the financial resources available. There can be intense stigmatization and discrimination against people who use drugs. There can be law enforcement interference with provision of antiretroviral treatment to people who use drugs, having the police stand outside the HIV clinic and arrest drug users as they come in. And there is also lower levels of other prevention services that may complement antiretroviral treatment. However, treating HIV infection has been prioritized among people who inject drugs. One of the important questions in providing antiretroviral treatment is you do need a relatively high level of adherence. Ideally, you want at least 90% of the medications taken on time. And potential lack of adherence among people who inject drugs could lead to drug resistance. In high-income countries, ART is often combined with needle syringe programs and opiate substitution treatment, medication-assisted therapy to form combined prevention. One particular important aspect of this combination is providing both ART and OST to the same people, that OST tends to regularize their lives, making adherence less problematic. However, in low and middle income countries, the combination of ART and OST is often lacking. The objective of this review was to do a systematic review of the literature on ART adherence for people who inject drugs in low and middle income countries. We use standard systematic review methods, setting inclusion criteria for our studies that they each study had to have 90% or more people who inject drugs, and they had to measure changes in adherence to antiretroviral medications over time. One of the important findings in this literature review was that there are multiple ways in which adherence was measured for ART. Some studies measured adherence over the entire period of the study. Others measured it only over the last 2 to 7 days. And some studies used review of medical records, while others used interviews with the patients. We wound up with three specific ways in which adherence was being measured. The first was simply being on ART at the end of the follow-up period of the study. In this way of measuring, people who dropped out of treatment were considered non-adherent. The second was to ask patients to recall their taking medications over the previous 2 to 7 days, so it's definitely a short time period. However, in this method, people who've dropped out of treatment are not considered non-adherent. They're simply just not in the study sample. And the third way was asking the patients to recall their adherence over their entire period of taking antiretroviral medication. Again, in this third way, people who dropped out of treatment were not in the study and therefore were not considered non-adherent. We calculated the mean weighted ART adherence for the three different categories. We use meta-regression to look at predictors of adherence. We use heterogeneity I-squared tests to look at variability. And we use the Cochrane Systematic Review Risk of Bias. We found 15 studies with 16 samples of people who inject drugs. The countries included Brazil, China, Estonia, India, Indonesia, Russia, and Vietnam. This was low and middle income countries and transitional countries capturing Eastern Europe. There were a variety of ART medications used, and the follow-up period ranged from 1 month to 12 years, so a tremendous range in which over which adherence was being studied. We found in category one, which is the category where people who dropped out of treatment were considered to be non-adherent, that the average weighted adherence was 60%, meaning 60% of the subjects were at that level of taking 90% of their medication. In category two, which is the short 2 to 7 day recall, we found 72% of this studies, the weighted adherence average was 72%, meaning 72% of the subjects were at the 90% adherence level. Category three, where patients were asked to recall their adherence over the entire period of which they were in treatment, was by far the highest, with a weighted adherence of 94%. Overall, the studies, it was 72% adherence. In the meta-regression, we found that the way of measuring adherence was associated with the level of adherence, that the category three generated the highest level of adherence. And we also found that studies conducted in Eastern Europe and East Asia had higher levels of adherence. We suspect that that means that clinicians were more familiar with working with people who inject drugs and ART in these areas. This shows the meta-regression results. You can see that there's a very large coefficient for adherence type and a also very substantial coefficient for region. Okay. Basically, we found that there was considerable variation in ART adherence and how adherence was measured. There was suboptimal adherence in many of the studies. Many of them were only showing 50, 60, 70% of patients at the desired level of 90% adherence. There were only moderate levels of discontinuation of ART due to adverse events. These studies did not, however, follow up people who dropped out of ART. So that there was no documentation of what happened to these dropouts. Okay. Eastern Europe and East Central Asia did have higher coverage of ART, and this suggests that the clinicians there had more experience and were also able to get better levels of adherence. Okay. In conclusion, ART adherence among people who inject drugs is suboptimal in low, middle-income, and transitional countries. If we're going to provide ART for treatment as prevention in these areas, we're going to have to do a much better job of improving adherence. We also need to standardize our outcome measures. It is very difficult to draw conclusions that apply to the field as a whole when we have such great variation in how adherence is being measured. And we need to consider how ART can be integrated into other harm reduction programs, needle exchange, and opiate substitution treatment so that we can have potential synergistic effects of combined prevention for people who inject drugs in low- and middle-income countries. Thank you.